This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Comes out of our mouths, and I'm trying to convince people in this country, and this is why there's so much censorship going on and suppression going on illegally concerning this ministry. If you haven't noticed, friends, it's interesting how I get all of these individuals that come on social media platforms, and they're always trying to be negative. They're always trying to get everybody to think their way in the sense of just throw your hands up. There's nothing we can do about it. I want to say this for the thousandth time, and I want you to listen to me carefully. Saul Alinsky said, cause the enemy to believe there's a lot more of us than there really is. If they had the support of what they want you to believe that they have, then they wouldn't need the illegals to come into America. Is that right or is that not right? 1-866-582-9933. Okay? This is what dictators do. They promulgate lies, and they hope that people believe their lies, so that they can continuously empower themselves through the lie over those that are listening to their lies. When I say there's 1.7% of the population that is the problem, the mainstream media, read Micah 6:16 when you get a moment, the mainstream media is constantly belittling the efforts or ignoring the efforts of the American people where they have victory, where they protest. They're constantly highlighting crisis. And what they're doing is, in highlighting crisis, is showing you that they're not doing their job because it's their job to enforce the law. They're not enforcing the law. You've succumbed to your ignorance in believing that it's the job of the said representatives to just sit back and tell you what the problem is when it comes to their enemies that are in the people's White House. And if you want to believe the lie, you're giving them power. You're adding strength to their tyrannical ways. Let me say it again. There's 329.5 million people in this country that are succumbing to less than 1.7% of the population that mean to overthrow them. And online, what do I see? Oh, you know, when I was talking about that and how they all gathered against Joshua and Caleb in Numbers 13 and 14. Moses told them, go show them the good land. Well, they came back, showed them the good land. We can do this. Here's Bradley Dean. I'm here to tell you we can do this. The Lord is not unfaithful. He's faithful to every man and woman of God. You cannot find it otherwise in Scripture. We never talk about that, right? But we do here. Instead of talking about the faithfulness of God and testing His resources that He wants us to test, you give voice to the enemy. Oh, you know, those guys over there that are calling for global warming, man, they're the ones that are going to destroy us. This is what a guy just said. They're going to destroy us. Really? No, they're going to destroy you because you're allowing them to do what they want to do. When you're done bending over, stand up. It's amazing how fast they get off your back because you don't give them an opportunity to do otherwise. It's called obedience to the living God. And it's not rebellion towards God. It's a rebellion towards tyrants, which is obedience to God. Try it sometime. You might see that you actually have the victory, but you don't want to do that. You want everybody else to succumb to the same lying, deceptive narrative that you're succumbing to. Somebody just said, well, we're a corporation. So what? Why? Let me ask you the question. This is on social media platforms, too. Just excuse after excuse as to why they do nothing. Okay, if we're a corporation, which is in 1871, they established a corporation, which is null and void to the Constitution. What did the people do? Did they go along with the corporation, or did they obey God in throwing off those corrupt people that were establishing the corporation? Then let me ask you the next question. Whose fault is it then? If we aren't a corporation, then whose fault is it? And so then what begs the question on my part to people that throw stuff out there like that, and I'm asking the question, are we supposed to just throw our hands up and say, okay, we're done? We hear enough of that from the professors in the church, which is a lack of Christianity. Are we supposed to just quit? Are we supposed to just say there's nothing we can do about what's going on here? Or are we supposed to obey the God of Israel regardless? And the God of Israel is the God of his people. It's not the God of the geographical nation that they've created. Make distinction there. Israel is God's children. Okay? So what is it? What are we supposed to do? I mean, besides the fact that this guy just wants to get on here, I've never seen him before, he's taking shots at everybody, I'm asking you right now to call me and tell me, yes, we're a corporation, 1871, but whose fault is it, guy? Whose fault is it? It's the people in the mass that submitted to the minority. Just like I'm trying to get you to avoid right now. But you don't want to listen, so you want to call people idiots, when in fact, you're the idiot. One's either going to obey the Lord, or is going to obey man. What are you talking about? Well, when you go to the Declaration of Independence, what do you find? The Declaration of Independence, as those that continuously listen to this show know, three-quarters of that documentation is our forefathers, 56 signers, less than 3% of the population with 13 colonies, threw off a tyrant across the pond because he wouldn't obey the Lord. Okay? When reading the Declaration of Independence, what do we see? We see that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. Okay? Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Those that serve we the people derive their powers from us. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Well, I would strongly suggest to the American people you do that now concerning your safety. Because while your said representatives, going back to the point that I was making a couple segments ago concerning all of those illegals that are being lured into your country, that are in many cities across the country even now as we speak, as they're being illegally lured into this country, I'm here to tell you right now they're bringing their culture with them. So to secure your safety and your happiness, what are you supposed to do? Now, if you don't want to answer that question, all of you individuals who don't understand their left hand from their right hand, here, I can give you the answer. I just gave it to you in the Declaration of Independence. The people must act. And what happens if the people don't act? It all goes for naught. And who are those that are leading up, taking a captain and making him lead up the rest of the people in hopes that they'll follow him back to Egypt? Is that the direction the church is supposed to go? Or are we supposed to go on through trials and tribulations? Are we supposed to go on in trusting in the Lord with all of our heart and leaning not to our own understanding and in all of our ways we will acknowledge him? No, those are not those people. The people that want to appoint a captain and bring you back to Egypt are the ones that are always talking negative, are always trying to get everybody else to throw their hands up in the air. Well, listen, I'm here to tell you, real Christianity won't put up with your nonsense because what you're doing is a lack of Christianity. And furthermore, if you want to jump on social media platforms and take shots at everybody, know you're going to be dealt with one way or another because we're going to hold to the truth on this platform. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth, and we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Okay, guys. Boy, you know, I hate when I say it. I just said, forgive me. I'm starting to sound like Ilhan Omar. That's all she knows how to say. Ah, what's his incumbent? Yeah, just food for thought. Because we have one here, Ilhan Omar, dumb as a rock. Literally, she's a little plant, the mainstream media plant. And they promote her. She is, there's no nice way to say it. And I'm not name calling. She is stupid as a rock. Rashida Tlaib, hey guys, and again, this is one of those things that I don't say publicly in the sense of my thoughts and the way people look. She is one hideous-looking human being. There is nothing about Rashida Tlaib that is right, and I'm talking to Michigan right now. Whoa! And then we got this plant, just like Rashida Tlaib's a plant. You got this plant in California. She's another one. I don't know if you know this, but they're all actors. Some of them are just worse than others. Talking about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. You guys seen the video where she was an actress, right? Yeah. Well, they're all actors. That's why we call them the clowns in the circus of politics. They're all pushing for the same agenda. Okay, I'll get back to that point I was going to make in just a moment. I was just thinking about these clowns and how they're put up and the people. I mean, as if to suggest people in Minnesota voted in Ilhan Omar, not. As if to suggest people in Michigan voted in Rashida Tlaib, not. You know it's true. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, as if to suggest 8 million people in New York voted her in, not. Hey, folks, let me ask you the question. Are they representing the people of their state? Nope. Wait a second, I thought you said they were voted in by the people. Are you paying attention, folks? Man, love you enough to hand you a Q-tip. A Holy Ghost Q-tip. 1 John 2:27, the anointing. I'm thinking of Isaiah 10:27 as well. Yeah, let me make another point, and I'll get back to that in just a moment, if you don't mind, because I have it pulled up right in front of me. This is insane. You see what's going on? All those good guys, you know, that you think are doing something for you, they're not. And just to prove another point, I want to show you something here. Did you know that recently they threw, as they call it, pork? It's unlawful. Why? Because it's not congruent with the U.S. Constitution. It's that simple. It's not complicated. Do you know that they just signed on to another omnibus bill where they are mandating kill switches in all cars from 2026 onward? Did you know about that? Now, here, check this out, folks. This is what's happening while you're being distracted by the actors and the clowns and the circus of politics. Are things getting better? Nope. That's all you're being told by the best that we have in this country, or at least the best that you'll put up with in this country, is them highlighting the crimes of those that they tolerate. Okay, justice guards our liberty. Do you want result? Do you want resolves, friend? Do you want resolve, friends? Then you need justice, and you're not getting it. You're getting more distraction. Check this out.
Are you aware of the new legislation that mandates kill switches in all cars starting in 2026? Yeah, it was snuck inside a recently passed $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill and is a proposal to have a lockout device to be installed in all new cars.
Okay, now notice the lockout. That's the proposal. The government said we need to put kill switches on cars in case they're drinking or driving. Notice the fact that in this country, in 1919 to 1933, we had something called prohibition. You couldn't lawfully drink in the United States of America. If you wanted to go ahead and party hardy, you had to go south of the border. Did you know that? This is the fruit of a nation that gives way to the commandments of men and stands back and says, okay, that's all right. Even though the Lord said no, I'm going to go ahead and accept it. Okay? What's the excuse? More crime. Why do we need to have kill switches in case somebody's drunk if it wasn't allowed in this country between 1919 and 1933 in the first place? Isn't that interesting how they always use crime as the reason for more control over the people? Mind you, the crimes that they should have dealt with a long time ago. But do they do that? No, they never do that. It's never done that way. You guys, and I'll get to this in a moment, but isn't it interesting that you just heard about this guy that was, he went up and shot up how many people? 26 people? You know what they're going to do? They're going to blame the gun. They're not going to blame themselves for giving a pass through free speech as to be the responsible party and saying to Hollywood actors, television, musicians, that somehow or another it's free speech to teach people how to commit the crimes. No, that's not free speech. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, right? Are they going to blame themselves for that? No. They're not going to blame the education system for being an indoctrination system. That's not what they want. They're not going to set an example of the one that committed mass murder. And I brought this up yesterday. 94% of all mass murders take place in gun-free zones. Somebody should take the time and see if it was a gun-free zone concerning that bowling alley. Because if that's the case, whoever signed on concerning the policy undermining the Second Amendment of our Bill of Rights, those politicians, they need to be held accountable for the crimes that were committed against those 26 people. But people don't see it that way. Furthermore, you want to stop the crime? Then why don't we take the next mass shooter and go ahead and string him up publicly for the whole United States of America to see that these crimes will not be tolerated anymore. Oh, and another thing that you're not going to hear about neither is that many of these mass shooters look for gun-free zones. Many of these mass shooters are on dangerous antidepressants. That fictitious disease, said the creator of ADHD. Remember him? Yeah, you want to talk about that? That's another show. But they'll never tell you that because it would be all on them. Now, I'm not blaming them for what he did, but if you want to deter the crime, Proverbs 16:6, then we need to take some of these murderers and we need to make a public example of them the way that our forefathers did in this country for about 150 to 200 years. Now what do? You sit back and you allow the system of indulgence to create a system of injustice, and then they have the audacity to redefine it to be a system of justice when in fact the opposite is true. See, the commandments of men make void the commandments of God. Hey, Americans, how's that working out for you? How's that working out for you? See, they're breeding more criminals. That's what they're doing. And now going back full circle to this video, this woman is highlighting the fact that they just snuck in these snakes once again that you tolerate, just snuck in an omnibus bill, mandatory kill switches in all cars. Now, do you think that those kill switches that are being mandated on new cars from 2026 onward, do you think that that's just going to be aimed at those that don't understand, don't drink and drive? Or do you think that's going to be aimed at those that don't go along with the global initiative? Because that's what's happening in China. That's what's happening in other countries. Either you submit and you're a good boy or you're a good little girl, or what they're going to do is they're going to start to ostracize you. They're going to start putting you on a system where they score your behavior. You think that's a joke? Well, don't let it be said ever that you weren't told here. On Monday or Tuesday, I'm going to have a guy on that's within the financial institutions that are telling us, that's going to tell us, I'm sorry, just exactly what I just told you. And guess where it's falling from? These big corporations like BlackRock that are trying to, and we played the video from these clowns, these CEOs, that are telling everybody that, you know what, you need, we're going to discipline you. We're just going to restructure things. We're going to get you to talk a different way. Now, listen to me, bad guys. No, you're not. You're really not. See, folks, this is what's foreign to corruption. No, you're not. You're not going to do that. You don't have the authority to do that. You're creating and assuming authority that has never, ever in a million years been given to you. I'm not asking you to be my big brother. You didn't apply for that job. You applied for the job to be a representative of American law. And if you're not going to do it, then we're going to remove you. It's that simple. But no, that's too complicated to the American people. Why? Because they know that they have to consecrate all their energy to see it all the way through. And most people go just a little bit and then they spin out. Yep, there's the problem. I've proven the God of Israel 3,000 times, friends. Literally. Probably more than that, unbeknownst to me. He is who he says he is, but we need to meet him on his terms. We're going to come right back. We got a half hour left. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News. News. I'm Laura Winters. This Saturday, a sigh of relief in the state of Maine. After a 48-hour manhunt, detectives in Maine find the mass shooting suspect dead. He shot himself in the head. This after killing 18 people at a bowling alley and a bar. 13 others wounded. More now from USA's Tim Berg.
Robert Card, the man wanted after killing 18 people and injuring 13 others in Lewiston, Maine, has been located by law enforcement and has been found dead. The shelter-in-place order has been canceled, but hunting has been banned in cities around where the body was found.
The Israeli Air Force pummeling the northern portion of the Gaza Strip. The IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, expanding operations to wipe out Hamas terrorists. 229 Israeli hostages still being held against their will. It's believed many being held in a spiderweb of tunnels below ground. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We got Michael calling in from Cali. Welcome to the show. What say you, my friend?
Hey there. How's it going? I just wanted to make a comment. I wanted to be as respectful as possible when I did it. I just noticed you were talking about free speech and BlackRock and Vanguard and ESG and things of that nature. How do you feel about your moderators on Rumble banning people for using the word fuck on your...
So we kind of knew that was coming, right? So hopefully GCN just caught that. So we got this loser, as you just heard, calling. And he sounded like he was, he must have been a dwarf because he sounded like a dwarf. He acted like a dwarf. And he just had to go out and throw out an expletive. So that's on him, not on me. And I kind of suspected that's where we were going. So anyways, we got him. And what do I think of moderators cutting off people that are talking like that? I was probably the one that did that one. And I hope I was, because I was the one that just dropped your call. But again, I'm sorry to have to rain on your parade, but you know, we're in some serious times, and yet there's these grown-ups that want to keep playing games with your freedoms, and these people are a part of the problem. Just wanted to make clear, so again, you could all understand, and some of you people on social media platforms, you see these people out there, and the whole purpose that they're there is for the purpose of what he just did, okay? They're just there to poison the stream, nothing more, nothing less. So use a little discernment. I'm paying attention to this constantly, and so are others on these social media platforms. Okay. So let's go to the next point that I wanted to make, because there's a lot to make. I was just talking about the new law that mandates kill switches in all cars. No. Hey, guess where the kill switches aren't going to be? In their cars. Hey guys, remember Obamacare? Did you know who it didn't apply to? It apply to any of those that signed on. You know who disarmament applies to? It doesn't apply to them that are illegally creating policies to steal away your right to bear arms. No, it doesn't apply to them. Folks, nothing applies to them. Look, there's even insider trading going on, and they make $174,400 a year, and before you know it, folks, they're millionaires in just a year, two, 3 years. My goodness, folks. I mean, what's scary is some people act like this is actually legal in this country. No, it is not. It is not. I wanted to show you something here. just to further kind of nail it into the coffin of ignorance concerning what the people are thinking by putting up with any of this nonsense. There's a brand new piece out. I played it yesterday just to show you. The American people, there's nothing that I've seen them refuse, except when they kick off their favorite coach concerning their favorite football team, baseball team, hockey team, whatever the case is. The people respond then. Read Jeremiah 11:13. Oh, it's true. But when it comes to their country and their freedoms, friends, they're not willing to fight for it. As a matter of fact, many are leaving their states because they might have to fight for their freedoms. Oh, and you can rest assured that's exactly where it's going. But to prove the point, we still have Hillary Clinton out there pounding the drum, the war drum, supporting treasonous Joe Biden. Why wouldn't she support treasonous Joe Biden? I mean, the fact of the matter is Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, how many, you know, I brought this up yesterday and I'm going to bring it up to you today too. How many dead people are around the Clintons? A couple hundred. I think there's the last count that I had was like 250 or 260. How is it that she has a free hand? Oh, by the way, this is Hillary Clinton, too, that Donald Trump failed to prosecute. Just wanted to make clear that you understand that there's no difference. They're two wings to the same bird. But why do we have a George W. Bush out there? Why does he still have the opportunity to go ahead and push right along with the war efforts concerning Israel and Hamas? And it's interesting, they're all standing behind Israel, say they. Doesn't that disturb anybody? Barack Obama's doing the same thing. He's always inciting some sort of incendiary comments in hopes of creating a domestic war within the United States of America on the American people. Well, that's not a fact. You know that as well. I mean, when he was in office, he was allowed to give you the finger 163 times. I'm sorry, 1,163 times. He stepped on the U.S. Constitution. I mean, it's administration after administration after administration. No matter what they do, no matter what scandals they're caught into, no matter what crime, folks, their handprints are all over it. They have the smoking gun in hand, but they're still out there doing the same thing. Haven't you ever seen the pictures with all the presidents together, smiling, hanging out with each other? I thought they were at odds with each other. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. You know, they get out of office. The destruction takes place. They get out of office. Then the people say, look at that traitor. Look what he just did. No, he was doing that to you the whole time that you were worshiping him, too. I was talking to somebody yesterday, and thank you, Lord. And they were talking about this new Speaker of the House. And I'm going to bring up his name here and how much of a Christian he is. But have you failed to understand that even Barack Obama told everybody he was a Christian until he got into office? I'm talking about Mike Johnson. He's elected as a new House Speaker. And guess what just happened? I was talking to another ministry friend of mine yesterday, and Brad, I'm so happy. What are you happy about? Oh, Mike Johnson, the guy's a full-blown Christian. Did you see him praying on the floor? Oh, yeah. I'm trying to figure out which one hasn't done that before or after they got into office. And notice that every single one of them is appointed. What happens? They get into office, and what happens? Give it a minute, and they'll turn on you. Kavanaugh, remember that? Got Mr. Pro-Life, and then he gets on the bench, and what happens? He votes in favor of abortion. Every single one of them do the exact same thing. They put up the persona that they're good Christian people. Oh, to use the name of Christ is a stepping stone to put what? The people in the nation back to sleep. Let's watch Mike Johnson. But you know what I want to tell you is, and this is what I asked my friend in another ministry. He's out of Florida. He's a cool guy. He was just head over heels with Mike Johnson. Oh, man, did you see him praying on the floor? Yeah, and all of this just goes right down my back like water down a duck's back. And I said, yeah, but you know what really bothers me is I said, they all do this. I said, you know where the proof is in the pudding? Is when you see justice. And I said to him, you know what we're missing in this country is justice, because it's the only thing that guards our liberties. And did you also know, professed Christians, that judgment and justice is the very heart of God, Jeremiah 9:24? Did you know that righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of his throne, and that a fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about him? Oh, that's not the character of my God. Well, you must be reading a different Bible then, because when I go over to the book of Thessalonians, it tells me the Spirit of God said the same thing, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Doesn't the Bible tell us in Hebrews 12, I just read Hebrews over the last 2 days, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. What Bible are you people reading? Have you noticed in the New Testament that all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ? 2 Corinthians 5:10, Hebrews 9:27, Revelation 21, verse what? 8? Yeah, it's the judgment seat. It all leads to the judgment seat of Christ. Who would say, who are you to judge? Not judging, just holding to the judge's word. Once again, all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. And to those that are seeking the truth, isn't it interesting? As you seek for the truth, you notice how it all comes back to the foot of the cross? All truth leads to Christ, just so you know. He's the one that said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Nobody else has said that. Neither has any other false god ever put up pretenses that they sacrifice themselves to give you the freedoms that you have. There's only one. His name is Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world, now makes sense, doesn't it? John 3:16. Yep. Yep. It truly does. Hey, folks, let me go back to the point. You want freedom? Then you're going to have justice. Because day by day and week by week, year by year, you're sitting back and you're tolerating more corruption to lead to a global order. And as I've said, and if it's not true, then I'll stop. I'm done with radio right now if that's the case. How many times have I said, these corrupt politicians, every one of them, unified and allied, Isaiah 28, verse 18, which will be disannulled sooner or later, have you noticed that they all are tearing down the Constitution in hopes of creating and recreating a new one that looks just like a global order? Every single one of them. Which one hasn't? Going back to my friend in Florida, I said, in question, where's the justice? We're going to know that we have some real people that are representing we the people when we see justice, and not until then, because it's nothing but mere talk. It all falls short of that which preserves our freedoms. Again, full circle, friends. Why is Hillary Clinton out there pounding the war drum? How many times has this woman been called out for her scandals and her crimes? And yet the mainstream media, the same ones putting up the good guys and the bad guys, they're two wings of the same bird, right? How many times has she been highlighted in the mainstream media news outlets? Has she been brought to justice? Nope, she is not. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you want freedom, friends, you're going to have to become resolute and say no more. Americans are going to have to do that lawfully. Let me say it again, lawfully. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I picked up your radio station on a travel. Heard Mr. Dean, and I am loving this. I am spreading the word as much as I can. I just want to call and say thank you very much for opening my eyes. The topic tonight was interesting, and I will be listening back quite often.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, guys, really quick, I'm going to take this call. But on social media platforms, I just want to tell you guys, thank you very much for being upright, sound in mind, and giving answers. People get online and they get contentious. Just go ahead and give them the word. That usually stops their mouth. If they don't, well, then they call me, and then they drop the F-bomb on the radio like you just heard a couple minutes ago. But if people are going to say that I've got so many tabs up in front of me and I'm thinking about what needs to be covered next, I'm not reading live chat all the time. I just get to poke my head in there for seconds at a time, so I don't know all the names. But if someone's going to say that I'm banning someone, please let me know what I'm responsible for doing, because I'm nine times out of ten, I'm not. So I just want to make clear that you guys understand that, okay? I want to make sure that I know what I did. The process. We got Diana calling in from Montana. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Diana. How are you?
I'm wonderful and blessed. How about yourself?
Amen. Just busy, busy, busy.
For the caller that had to be dropped, there is the scripture for that. Evil communications corrupt good manners. And I, too, was once a criminal, and Jesus came for me. And it was really good that I was afflicted, that I might learn his statute. And we could all just kind of hope that those that are, you know, outside the fold would, you know, come to their senses and, you know, get right with the Lord.
Amen.
I had just a couple of quick things to talk about with the whole prohibition thing. with the alcohol back in the early, 1900s there, whatever, it really only enabled even more deceptive criminals, like look at Al Capone, who is now, like, you'll see his picture as if he's glorified, a criminal. And so I was just curious how, how it is that, we just continue to put up these criminals as if they're legitimate people. My great-grandmother came to this country, and to pay her way, she worked 7 years as a cook, as an indentured servant. And when she left from that, she opened up a little, like, it was kind of like a deli, and she made up meals for the guys to take to work as their lunch. But in the back of it was a speakeasy. There was a tavern. And it was in the city of Chicago. And all the Chicago policemen drank for free because they kept the place free from the federal agents. And so it just breeds more and more contention and criminals. And, it's not the right way to we already have laws on the books for drinking and driving and drugging and driving.
Yep.
What good is one more law? And besides, who would be the one that would decide to flip the kill switch? There's no testing. Would it be the person that overserved you in a bar? Would it be just some person in your family could turn it off? I mean, there's no. It's just creating more and more. It's just blossoming into a big, I don't know, pile of garbage. So
I get it, because the more laws that they take down, the more they make in a system, a bureaucracy that they have created. I mean, for example, and I was going to do the show yesterday, and I just did an article on the bureaucracies that are created, and it was called Those That Don't Want to Listen to the Statutes of God and You Want to Give Yourself Over to Man. I said, how is that working out for you? And you look at it, we have the highest incarceration rate in the world. America does, and if you look at that system, it makes $64 billion, where these bureaucracies can, at will, go ahead and take money from taxpayers to go ahead and fund their forced labors concerning those prisoners within the walls of what they call prison today. So these are money makers. Crime is a money-making system, and I'll tell you what, it goes on until it affects one of those that are actually being used to channel these bureaucracies. Let me give you a prime example of this. We've just recently seen a woman in Minnesota here. She was calling for the defunding of the police. No joke, right? And what's happening is, I guess, crime is skyrocketing in Minnesota because the attorney general and the governor are working hard at removing police from Minneapolis because they want to give it over. That's really, at the end of the day, what it's about. And so crime is skyrocketing, and she was all about saying, yeah, you know what, let's just go along to get along, until her car was carjacked. And she was assaulted. And then once she was assaulted, she wanted to stand up and put a stop to what was going on concerning those that were calling for the removal of police in the state of Minnesota. So you see how that works. Until they're affected by it, they're never going to change their mind. It's the same thing with drinking and driving. 11,000, 12,000 people are slaughtered on the streets of America every year because there's those individuals that don't know what don't drink and drive means. They go out and they do it. And guess what? It's a great moneymaker. Look at how much money the courts make off that. But I'll tell you what, until it happens to the judges, the prosecutors, or the attorney's family members, nothing's going to change. And this is what I say to the people. You don't have to put up with this, because that law applies to all of us, and we don't need to wait for destruction to take place before we actually stand up and do something about it. No, we need to stop it before it happens, because Scripture, by warning in Psalm 19:11, by them thy servant is warned. The Lord warns us not to do it, but what man does is they disobey the Lord, they go out and do it, destruction takes place, and then they wonder why it happened. Because you didn't take heed to what he told you not to do. And he didn't tell you what not to do because he hates you. He tells you what not to do because he loves you, just like a father does to his children. And that's exactly what he equates it to in the book of Hebrews 12. God chastises those that he loves. But if you don't want to listen to it, this is what's going to happen. And again, it comes back down to what we're seeing in America today. So aside of that, I got about 6 minutes, 4 minutes left, and I want to play this video for you. And the highlight of the video, here's the American people again. You ready? The headline on this video that I'm going to play for you is Crooked Hillary Gets Called Out. Oh, she gets called out, just like the conservatives of the day. That's all you get is them grilling them. Where's the justice? As long as you're willing to put up with this, you're going to have Hillary Clinton again and again and again and the rest of them. Look at this.
He's struck by the hypocrisy of
this. Hillary Clinton's being called out by someone that's not going to put up with her garbage. One of the spectators. And I'll tell you what, politicians don't like that. That's why they continuously try to control the atmosphere. They try to control who the reporters are, who's doing the asking of the questions, who's giving forth answers, so on and so forth. But this one guy got in there and he said, I'm not going to put up with this. Listen carefully.
I'm sorry.
You have I'm not sorry. Sit down.
I know you're not sorry. That's the point.
Listen to what Hillary's saying. Just sit down like the little dictator that she is. Does she have any business telling anybody what to do? She's a criminal, Americans, and you know she is.
Of this speech, the hypocrisy of the fact that what do you have? Can you please make a statement about President Joe Biden's speech? This is a clearly warmongering speech. President Joe Biden is calling for $100 billion of funding for Israel, Taiwan, and Ukraine, and we're supposed to just bundle these together and pretend like we're going to rush to World War III, and we're all just going to let Hillary Rodham Clinton sit here. Okay.
This is not the way to have a conversation.
I'm sorry.
You're welcome to come talk to me afterwards.
Okay, right. You're gonna wait for me, right? I don't believe you.
I will listen to you and I will respond to you.
I do not believe you. Respectfully, I do not believe you. And the fact of the matter is that the American people's voice are what need to be heard.
Because
our president is not speaking for the American people, and neither are you.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so you just heard him say the president, he's talking about criminal Joe Biden, does not speak for the American people, and America knows this, and neither do you. Okay? Why the reinforcements? And notice where they're meeting at the Institute of Global Politics. So who's winning out? Injustice is winning out, and where there's injustice, hey folks, tyranny and tyrants rise when justice dies. And it's exactly what we're seeing here, but again, another individual is saying, I've had enough.
Sit down, we've heard your opinion. Thank you very much.
Sit down, we've heard your opinion. Look at this woman's face. Who does she think she is? Is that look like somebody that's there in aiding the American people concerning what her husband was in office to do? Absolutely not. This is dictatorial. Look at how angry she is.
I'm not going to stop intervening. I'm going to wait here.
Rights.
I'm going to exercise my free speech until I'm removed.
Free speech when you are disrupting
It's not
free speech when you're disrupting everybody else. Isn't that what the mainstream media does? The mainstream media shuts everybody down that opposes their narrative. That's exactly what they do. It's exactly what they're responsible for doing. This woman should have been judged a long time ago, yet she's still there telling people to sit down.
Everyone, this is free speech. That is not free speech.
She's right.
People constructing narratives that are openly hypocritical. I'm sorry. The incredible hypocrisy. You tell me John Foster Dulles went with Eleanor Roosevelt to bring the Declaration of the Rights of Man. John Foster Dulles was involved with the CIA.
Oh, yeah.
He's exactly right. Love you about what we do. Talk to you in 23.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.